You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to ENN. It's time for an exciting edition. Right here on the Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I would like to try hula dancing.
And I'd like to say good evening to Donald.
What are you, pooping vanilla ice cream?
Well, you know, we have a lot of really big stuff to get into. So let me jump in to some of those big stories before I play you some interesting audio of Don LaGreca. You know, Don LaGreca did an appearance outside the program, Michael.
No, when?
He was on the same program that you were on last week.
No, I saw this.
The Jake Asman program.
Mm-hmm. Out of Houston.
He's out of Houston?
Mm-hmm.
That young man is?
Yep.
He's a great guy.
This is growing on me.
All it takes is a little bit of time, I promise.
Like a mole.
Let's talk about the end of the Nets season. It's all over. Sean Marks asked on the future of the big three in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Sean.
The term failure can be used in a completely different array of circumstances, you know, far more serious than what we just went through. Is it disappointment? Yes, without a doubt. You know, we're going to own it. We're going to grow from it, as Steve mentioned, and, you know, we'll be better because of this, and we'll progress through this, and we'll learn from, you know, the roller coaster ride that was this last season. But, you know, I don't look at this as failure. I think we all grew as people, as individuals, and as a collective unit here. And we're definitely going to come out with the resolve and the resiliency to attack next season and achieve our goals.
One thing I would say, and I like Sean, growing as people and individuals, I'm not really concerned about that as a fan. I don't care. I don't care if you grew as a person or an individual. You have to grow as a player. You have to win games. You have to win a championship. Growing as people and individuals does nothing for me.
Well,
nothing.
It was like you could have literally applied that to anything.
Right.
Hey, did your how'd the marriage work out? Well, you know, we got divorced, but we learned a lot. You know, everything's, you know, in the long run, we learned a lot as people. Yeah, but the marriage wasn't a success, right? Like, you can literally apply that to any failed circumstance.
How did they exactly grow as people? That's what I'd like to know.
You know, physically, a couple of pounds for each player. I mean, you know.
Well, they did carry themselves as if there was a bigger purpose than basketball, right? That was always
true.
Well, I mean, Kyrie said they were going to win a championship and change the world. So now that's put on hold.
Well, but they didn't win the championship. But they still, I guess, plan on changing the world. I think we're fine tooth combing it here. I think that if they did win a championship next year, I wouldn't be surprised if they reference back to this coming up short as a learning moment for them, kind of deal. But when you start then growing as people, no, we're going to learn from this and we're going to get better. Not really that concerned about your personality and what you're doing off the court. Just
yeah, human growth does nothing for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, of course it matters in life, but in this particular circumstance, I appreciate
it. Like, people have season tickets for the Nets. They're not signing up for human growth.
But they grew as people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And their wallet shrunk.
One thing that we did not spend a lot of time on was game one of the Clippers and the Suns. Now, what everyone's going to talk about, guys, is the fact that Devin Booker was just out of his mind. 40-plus, a triple-double, Second 40-plus triple-double in Suns history. Who do you guys think had the first?
Steve Nash?
That was my thought.
Barkley?
That's right. It was the Chuckster.
But I haven't even told you this, Peter. I'm very worried about Booker. Very worried.
Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, look what happened to Simmons. He dated a Kardashian, and now Booker is dating a Kardashian Jenner. It doesn't really end well. Chris Humphries didn't end well. Kanye didn't end well. Just doesn't end well.
Kanye's got a lot of money, but he's not doing well. That's a very good point. Anyway, who was the one you said before?
Chris Humphries.
No, and before Booker?
It's Ben Simmons.
Oh, no.
You didn't even think about this, did you?
Devin Booker's with Kendall Jenner?
Yeah.
Their names go so well together, though, from a, you know.
What, Kendall Booker?
Just, they sound the same. Their names are basically the same. Devin Booker and Kendall Jenner are the exact same name. You're not realizing you're saying the same thing? You're saying the same thing.
No, I'm not realizing, but thank you.
It's the syllabically, it's the exact same thing. Is that a word?
Yeah, now it is.
But while everyone was talking.
Wait, well, there's others, too. Lamar Odom, Reggie Bush, Blake Griffin, all injured, out of the league. Really, look, a lot of problems.
I got it. Yeah, you know, Blake did kind of fall apart, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're beautiful women, but it doesn't seem like relationships turn out well.
They say women weaken the knees. The Kardashians take a bat to the knee.
Right. It's like a Tanya Harding situation every time. You're saying.
That's right.
But everyone was talking about Devin Booker, and with good reason. I just want to say, before we hear Stephen A. Smith's, I'm sure, very measured take on Devin Booker, before we hear that, can I just give props to the Clippers? Like, we're talking about how undermanned the Nets were. They're down Paul George and Chris Paul.
And now they're saying Chris Paul's out for game two.
And now he is out for game two,
yep.
Which is tomorrow night.
Yep.
But they were in that game last night. Till the very end, with Rondo burying threes to keep them alive. So, I mean, that's why it's like as much as we
want. Well, Chris Paul's on the Suns, and Paul George is playing. Kawhi's out.
Oh, that was just a – you know what?
You want to just end A&N right now, and Don and I'll take over?
Sorry. I added
– I was confused. I was
I was letting it go, too, and I said, what
no, you did.
I was
no, you
did. Gonna be, missing something.
In my plethora of injuries –
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
Is it only Kawhi that's out, Andrew, for the Clippers?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
Paul's
I know Paul George is playing.
Now, I know. The second I said that, that didn't sound right. So, but still, they've been undermanned. They've been without Kawhi Leonard now the entire last series, which they ended up winning.
No. What are you talking?
They were out after Kawhi was out after game two.
The last two games he missed, I believe.
No, more than two. Oh, was it 2-2, and then they won the last two?
Mm-hmm.
The point is, they did the entire. They came alive and won a series without by far their best player.
Don, let me ask you one question while he's blathering on. When two trains like collide with each other, what's it called?
I know nothing.
It's a train wreck.
It's a train wreck.
Yeah, this is. Wow, I feel bad.
You should. I mean, we just saw something very disturbing.
That's right, man.
I have a great ENN story, which I'm sure Peter doesn't have, so let me just get to it to save him. The first active NFL player ever has just come out as gay.
Hmm.
The defensive lineman of the Raiders, Carl Nassib, on his Instagram said, "What's up, people? Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while, but now finally feel comfortable getting it off my chest."
Isn't it wild?
Good for him.
Isn't it wild to think about, like, that is still news?
I thought the same thing, Peter. Like, it's still a thing. But it is.
But it is. Like, and then when you think about it across all of pro sports, as you were saying that, I was like, well, that's crazy. Only in the NFL. And I'm like, wait, well, what about in basketball? And what about in baseball?
No, I think there have been ex-players that have come out, but
for
not
sure.
Active. Yeah.
And Michael Sam, who didn't end up having a pro career. But, wow, well, good for him. That's awesome. Thank you. You did save me. Let's hear from Stephen A. Smith, who had very high praise.
This will get us right back on track.
For D-Book after last night's performance.
I'm saying it on national television. Devin Booker
said it.
Is the next Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
No. It is official. His first playoff appearance. And the brother's a number one option. Averaging over 28, dropped 40 in a triple-double in the first game of the conference finals. And just the way he plays, he's an assassin. And guess what? This Clippers team, you need Kawhi back to knock that kid off.
Well, that is absolutely true. It was magical. They won the last couple games of the last series minus Kawhi, and they fought hard in game one minus Kawhi. Hard to imagine, guys, they could beat this Suns team without him.
Why Kobe? Like, why one of the five greatest players to ever play?
Yeah, I mean.
I guess there's hot takes and then just going nuclear, I guess. That's.
And nuclear.
Yeah, why do you say
I don't know why. Because honestly, I don't know how it's properly said. Every time I want to bring it
up,
I'm not even sure.
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
You're saying it like Clinton used to, nuclear.
No, I think it was Bush.
No, it was, both of them, I think.
All right, well, you know what? I'm sorry I speak like a president. Another sad thing that's going on here is I'm totally watching Jacob DeGrom with no-hitter stuff, right? He's clearly got no-hitter stuff, and there can't be a no-hitter. Because they can only
I think
seven.
they're gonna do something about it today, Don. He's going to pitch a seven-inning no-hitter and then start the second game and go two innings.
Is that how you do it?
That's what they're going to do, yeah.
And how does the pricing work on that? That's the complicated part.
You know what?
Though.
Now you're back to square one, Peter. Now continue with
all
the
right, good. Well, all things square.
All square.
It's like golf. All right, guys. The other story of last night was, of course, just the absolute. I don't even know. You can't use the word meltdown for what Ben Simmons did because it's what he did throughout this entire series in the fourth quarter.
You ruin everything.
Yeah, that is exactly what he did. And now, real quick, I was WWE'd out last night with Hell in a Cell. Andrew, how was Embiid last night?
I thought very good. He faded towards the end of the fourth quarter. He wound up with 8 turnovers for the game, but that's because their point guard doesn't trust himself to be handling the ball late, so Embiid is doing all of that work, too.
Such bitterness seeping out.
I am. I really am.
That's allowed. Well, so is Doc Rivers. Here's Doc being asked if Simmons could be a point guard on a championship team.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
That's not good.
Shaq
was on TNT last night. I heard him say this, what he would have done if he was a teammate of Simmons.
If I play game 1 and 2 and I know I'm not helping my team out, what you think I'm going to do in game 3? Don't take you 7 games to realize that. I don't want to hear that, man. I'm not going with that.
So what should he have said tonight?
I like what he said, but if you, like, you can't say, don't take 7 games for you to know you are not playing right. Get right.
He can't.
He's not getting double teamed. Get right. Be aggressive. That's all I want. Just be aggressive. I don't want to hear all that. Stop that. Cut it out.
The Atlanta Hawks knocking off the Philadelphia 76ers.
He was in my locker room. I'd have knocked his ass out.
To 96.
Okay.
You do what?
I ain't laughing. What you mean, what?
He's in his locker room.
You do what?
I don't want to hear that, man. Get out of my face with that. Oh, I didn't.
I know he would. I've heard the stories.
I know. You know, he's right. If a guy's – he brought the whole team down. One guy brought the whole team down. And it's up to Embiid, he's the other leader on the team, to just take him aside and say, you better play different.
Simmons took the blame. He owned up to it. But the fact is, it had already happened in multiple games, and he wasn't able to change it yesterday.
Nope.
Mets let go of 2 top execs, 1 from legal, 1 from HR. And with that, Steve Cohen put out a new edict on how the Mets will conduct business, including things like expanding the scope of our anti-harassment and anti-discrimination policy to emphasize the overarching value of a safe and respectful workplace, expand our non-fraternization dating and romantic relationships policy to clearly delineate the types of relationships that are prohibited at work, introduce a streamlined process that will be posted on the Mets Workday site for how employees can report concerns, ensure that legal and HR respond to complaints in a timely fashion, strengthen our process for investigating workplace issues, and emphasize in our policies and processes that we will not tolerate retaliation against anyone who raises concerns or participates in an investigation.
Kind of disturbing that one of the people fired is the head of HR.
You think?
No, yeah.
That's not what you want.
Nope.
This place, I think we now all have to admit and own up that this was obviously a full societal and baseball issue, but the Mets were especially bad. I think, isn't it clear at this point, guys?
Well, from what we can understand, yeah, they were very bad at it.
This seems to be that they are on the worst end, at least.
But
we're not hearing of other teams having to make all these wholesale changes. By the way, aren't some of these things like so obvious? I don't know how all of these things would require a new policy.
Now, the HR angle, is that there was something going on, or just how things died at HR?
Well, I read that story in The Athletic, Don, through. That the HR was connected to the ownership and just tried to diffuse things. I don't know if that's what they found in the study, but you went to HR and it wasn't reported. I mean, it wasn't really handled the way it should have been because they just wanted it to go away.
Well, it's sad that it takes this long to realize that they just don't go away. And they shouldn't go away. You know how you make it go away? Make the person that's doing these things go away.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I meant to tease this story earlier.
Please.
A new segment we have inside ENN called The Bad Guy Report.
Ooh, I like this.
This is where we hear stories of someone who is just an all-time bad guy. I don't mean Michael Kay bad guy. I don't mean Chris Carlin bad guy. Real bad guy. Michael, you kept an eye on this Ben Zobrist story?
Yeah, wow.
Don, you know anything?
No, please.
Okay. You remember Ben Zobrist, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Red Sox?
Cubs.
Sorry.
Royals.
Who else was he on? Suns?
Teams. Please move on.
Clippers?
He was on the IL with Paul George.
He had a tough time with Paul George.
Yeah.
But he's a World Series champion with the Cubs. And
the Royals.
And the Royals. And he retired after a 14-season career. We all remember this. Now
we find out why.
Now we find out everything. He learned that his wife was having an affair with their pastor. These court documents just surfaced, okay?
Dear God.
This minister is also accused of defrauding Zobrist's charity where he was employed. Now, Zobrist is now seeking $6 million in damages from a Nashville area consulting firm that was the business that was home of this supposed pastor. So supposedly this guy who's helping run Zobrist charity had begun talking daily with Zobrist's wife through a burner phone in 2018.
I don't think anything good ever comes out of a burner phone.
Not often. A year later, the relationship started. Zobrist took a four-month leave from the Cubs in 2019
to take care of his kids.
It says to address his marital problems.
Right, but he had the kids. So the wife just disappeared and he couldn't play baseball and take care of the kids.
Michael,
now, the wife was also a very, she was very much into Christian singing.
I bet.
And so the pastor, so I would assume, I don't know, I'm not a very religious guy, but they probably just like faked their belief, because if they really truly believed in God, would they have done such things? Because God kind of sees it. You might get it over on Ben Zobrist, but doesn't God kind of see it?
No.
Well, and also, here's my question. If
if you were supposed to believe, and this is, we start getting into dangerous captain literal man territory here, but to Michael's point, if you decided that this love was something that was needed to happen, and God actually ordained it, wouldn't you just get a divorce?
Thank you.
Do the right thing.
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean,
like, I never got that. You know,
burner phone?
I loved her, man. Well, you love her. Well, then you know what? Then do the right thing. Divorce your wife and then go pursue the relationship.
You wouldn't have been able to cash in on the Ben Zobrist money train.
So then that begs the question, how was this guy even a real pastor? He couldn't be. I mean, he may have technically been, but you can't be a pastor who's running a charity for someone while having a burner phone and destroying the man's family. Anyways.
You can't be a good pastor.
That'll do it. That'll do it for the Bad Guy Report and ENN. A rough ENN, but entertaining nonetheless right here.
You know what, Don? He promised to review the book. He never did, so we'll have to have that tomorrow.
I decided to push it because you wanted me to finish it.
And we also have Gerard Gallant, the new Ranger coach, at 3:30.
Nice.
So that'll be cool as well. See everybody. Have a great night. Carlin's next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.